Welcome back. This is Manuel Criollo, and I'm here with Eric Mann. You're listening to KPFK 90.7 in Los Angeles and 98.7 in Santa Barbara. Carlos Montes is an organizer for Centro CSO, the Community Service Organization, and a leading voice in Latinos Against the War. And we're going to be talking a lot about the rights of people struggling in California. In particular, I want to talk about the different propositions that the right is moving. I personally, as an organizer, fought hard and knocked doors, you know, hundreds of doors to defeat Proposition 54. 54 was the information ban, which was going to literally take away data on important information around race and nationality from most of the city and state data, which would have been almost impossible to bring suits of civil rights and bring up cases against racism and national oppression. And now there is a move and talk about the second round of Proposition 187, almost at the eve of the 10-year anniversary of that proposition passing. Carlos, who are these people that sort of are just not relentless, and it seems like every 6 months they're sort of bringing some sort of proposition or law that essentially takes the rights of minorities and oppressed peoples in California? Right. Who are these people? How long have they been working on this? And who's funding them?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, generally speaking, it's the right-wing part of the Republican Party and other right-wing racist groups. Specifically, the current one is Ron Prince, who's an accountant on Tustin. And he's the one that pushed the almost 10 years ago, 187. And he's also working on an initiative for next year that will take away the rights of immigrant families. And, you know, he's a right-wing racist, basically, and unfortunately, you know, he represents that element in society. And they're trying to raise, I think, almost half a million signatures that they've got to raise to put this new initiative. And he's trying to call it the same thing as he did 10 years ago, Save Our State. And they try to blame the economic crisis and bad conditions in California or in this country on the backs of poor working class undocumented immigrants. So that's who they are. They're obviously right-wing racist groups and that are part of the right-wing Republican Party.
And how do you sort of see the movement that sort of has sort of built up around the issue around the defeat of Prop 54 and also the sort of and the struggle of against the recall and also the issue of licenses? How do you sort of see the movement sort of building toward? Obviously, this is going to be a major struggle that a lot of forces right. are going to have to take on. And in particular, I believe in the Chicano and Latino community, these are going to be sort of the frontline campaign for the next year.
That's true.
How do you see the different forces packing against this proposition?
Well, I definitely see the need, and I see it already developing a broad united front to defeat these racist initiatives. I mean, we've had a great upsurge in unity in the anti-war movement this year, and that's great, and that will continue. But specifically, the immigrant rights movement has a history of struggle, and that great December 12th Latino economic boycott was a great impetus, a great movement that has really energized the base working-class immigrant communities as well as the activists and the unions. And you know, there were a few people that doubted it would succeed, but you know, I want to congratulate MAPA, Mexican American Political Association, and Hermandad Mexicana, who made the call for the economic boycott. And the reason I bring this up because what has happened, it has energized activist immigrant rights groups throughout the state to work together and build a coalition to continue not only fighting for immigrant rights, but to defeat this racist initiative. As a matter of fact, I've been involved in an organizing committee that's going to be putting on a major summit conference on February the 21st at Pitzer College. So we want to invite organizations who want to defeat not only the racist initiative, but also take the offensive to win a new license bill. And also what the people in the community are saying is that not only do we want a new license bill, well, now we want amnesty, we want a general legalization program that's going to give us the right not only to be here, but to drive, go to school, and be part of this society. So this movement that, and it's kind of interesting that we're in the 10-year anniversary of 187. To start off, we're going to be having at Loyola Law School on January the 10th a panel discussion in the morning, Saturday morning. I know that you all have an action at 12 o'clock, but this is going to be in the morning. Well, we're going to be talking about the history of the immigrant rights movement, the politics and ideology of this movement, the struggle of SB 60, and the struggle of Mexicanos, Latinos as immigrants in California and the U.S. And that's to build unity, to set the momentum and the tone that for February we're going to have a weekend conference at Pitcher College, which I just mentioned. And then we're also calling for a 10-year anniversary of the in October of 2004. We're calling for a massive march to commemorate the historic 150,000-plus pro-immigrant rights march where we protested against 187.
Well, Carlos, Eric Mann here. One of the dilemmas, I think, is you as a long-standing both leftist and movement activist, is that what it takes to build a movement is to put out a very strong anti-racist line and even a line for self-determination.
Right.
But the Democratic Party doesn't want that. They're going to say people need a driver's license because you don't want them to run over white people. Or, you know, Mexicans should have food because if they get sick, white people get sick. You know, I mean, they always try to figure out some way to go back to the savage white voter to try to placate it. Never works. But they're worried about getting reelected, and we're worried about building a movement. How's the United Front going to work on that? I mean, obviously we need the Democratic Party, and we need, I think, Schwarzenegger to possibly break away from this right-wing movement. But how do we reconcile the need of a movement to tell it like it is, whereas the Democrats have a tendency to tell it like it's not?
Right. Well, first of all, we're building an independent political movement. We determine what the message and the demands are. And the example I'll give again is the Latino economic boycott that was called by Hermandad Mexicana and MAPA. There were some groups in the middle who were reluctant to support it, and toward the end they actually came out against it. And there were even some unions that did not support it. But on the other side, there were other unions that did support it. So what I'm saying is that the call for a strong mass economic boycott was an independent political action to demand not only the protest of repeal of SB 60, but to demand respect and equal rights as immigrants. And those forces who were moderate and didn't want to support it, we said, you know, we are going to support it, the people will go with it, and we decided to go ahead and do it, and it was a success. And subsequent to that, you know, we did get some criticism by people saying that, you know, that we weren't, this was not a proper action to take. But again, we said mass independent political action is what we need to push.
We got about 30 seconds. I want you to quickly give folks your number, your website, and obviously the February meeting, if you can sort of announce it now.
First of all, I want to give out the MAPA, Mexican Political Association, phone number. Their code 323-269-1575, and the website is mapa.org. Also want to give out the phone number of Carlos Villanueva, immigrant rights attorney who made the call to form this United Front of activists and organizations. Carlos Villanueva's phone number is 213-382-8381. And, of course, the CSO phone number is 323-221-4000. And, again, this is February the 21st. It's a weekend conference at Pitzer College of Mexicano groups, Chicano groups, Latino groups, working to develop a strategy and an action plan to take the offensive for immigrant rights and also to help defeat right-wing initiatives such as RANA. on Prince. I almost said Ron, huh?
Well, he's another one.
You're right.
Well, thank you again, Carlos, for having
You're
us.
Welcome.
And we'll definitely sort of follow up on the story. I think this is going to be the major fight in the horizon here in California, and I think a lot of forces are going to have to join to be able to not only defeat it, but more importantly, try to build a movement.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much, Manuel Harris.